Governor Paul LePage last week signed into law a $3.7 million drug bill that funds 10 new drug enforcement agents and a new detox center. But two Republican lawmakers say more needs to be done to stop drug traffickers, and they presented two bills that would increase drug offense penalties and create a new state police interdiction unit. AJ Higgins has details.
While LePage has come under fire for recent comments about drug dealers from out of state coming to Maine, he has garnered support in Augusta for his call to step up enforcement efforts.
I don't care if you're Hispanic, Asian, Caucasian, or Black. If you deal drugs in this state, I'm after you.
Republican Senator David Burns of Whiting has put forth a bill that would create a Maine State Police drug interdiction unit in the Department of Public Safety. And it would provide three state police officers and a supervisor to conduct drug trafficking patrols on state roads, highways, and at access points.
The primary purpose of this state police interdiction unit will be to detect and interrupt the flow of illegal drugs into the and within the state.
Burns told members of the legislature's Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee that the new officers would coordinate their activities with the Maine Drug Enforcement Administration after receiving specialized training on drug interdiction techniques and tactics that might otherwise be overlooked during a routine traffic stop. Burns says the training would also include education on proper search and seizure techniques that he believes would result in larger drug seizures. The bill was welcomed by Representative William Toole, a Republican from East Machias, who says the state can't do enough to discourage illegal drug trafficking.
Quite frankly, if there were a way you could do even more for enforcement, I don't think anyone would turn that down either.
Another proposal before the committee was offered by GOP State Senator Scott Searway of Benton, who told lawmakers that Maine needs to impose harsher penalties on those who would illegally import drugs into Maine. To achieve that goal, Searway says his bill increases the seriousness of the offense and imposes mandatory minimum sentences for a new crime that would be called aggravated illegal importation of scheduled drugs.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is truly a war. I'm certain that this legislation before you now will also help in our quest to rid the state of illegal drugs.
But some committee members aren't so sure. Senator Stan Grzowski, a Brunswick Democrat, says that Maine already imposes harsh sentences for drug dealing.
I haven't had any DAs coming to me and saying, you know, Senator, we can't put these people away. Sentences are too light.
Both bills will undergo further review. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.